The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, May the 16th. Two topics today. Hello, Dolly, coming to town next week. And also the Youth Empowerment Zone. Let's start, first of all, with my friend Lorenzo Lawson. Welcome to Radio Friends, Lorenzo.
Nice being here.
We were talking, the Youth Empowerment Zone came into being, did you say back in 2005?
Yes.
So you've been around for a little while.
Praise God.
Yeah. Explain, and all the kids that you've helped over the years.
Yes.
Explain what the Youth Empowerment Zone is.
The Youth Empowerment Zone is an organization, a nonprofit organization that's designed to help at-risk young people turn their life around. Basically, that's what we do. We help them get jobs. We help them get back engaged in education. We provide them with life skills such as anger management, conflict resolution. The Youth Empowerment Zone is really an organization to help this community become a safer place.
Yeah. How do you reach out to these kids that need help? Because I'm sure you probably have to do the reaching out. They're not coming to you.
Exactly. That's one of the unique things about our organization. We believe in going to them, wherever that may be. We don't keep traditional hours like the rest of your organizations. If it's necessary for us to be at the young people house at 10 o'clock at night when mom get off from work to get some paperwork signed, then that's what we'll do.
So how do you identify these kids? How do you go to them, though?
Well, we get referrals. We get referrals from the Division of Youth Service, from the Juvenile Justice, from schools. These kids that get kicked out of school, we get referrals. And also my youth development staff people are out there in the community staying connected, and kids themselves refer other kids.
Do you see a major change in these kids that you've worked with?
Definitely. I mean, when they come to us, they come with what we call layers of
problems. Yeah.
And we have to assess them. And what we believe is in a holistic approach towards helping empower these kids. We're not a welfare organization. We tell them right up front, what we're going to do is provide you with some of the resources, the information, the things that you have been lacking in your own household.
That's got to be tough. It takes a lot of guts to do it. It takes a lot of fortitude. And it takes a lot of love.
And that's right. I mean, it's needed in this community, as we've been seeing how the crime rate has been rising. And that
I want you to come back again, and we'll talk more in detail about this. But the one reason you're here today is to promote the fifth annual fundraiser, Driving Youth to Success from Violence. It's going to be Friday, May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
How are you raising that money, real quick?
MFAR, one of our major sponsors, is going to give us 10 cents every gallon of gas that's sold at the break times in this area.
Okay.
And we're going to have celebrities pumping gas at two of the location, taking tips for us at the location in the morning, at the location at Providence and Nifong, and then in that afternoon it's at the location at Stadium Boulevard and Ash Street.
Okay. So keep in mind, it's Friday, May 24th. You fill up, but if you fill up at any break time, 10 cents per gallon goes to youth empowerment.
All right. Exactly.
Lorenzo, thank you so much. And before you leave here today, we're looking at another date that we can have you come back.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Thank
Stay
you.
Where you are. Now I want to introduce you. I told you Hello Dolly is coming to Columbia.
She is.
Is it a week from today?
Yes.
A week from today. And we have Dana Naylor with Dolly.
I am.
Good to have you here, Dana.
Yes. Thank
and
you.
Mike Tooley.
Yes.
Good to have you here. And you are playing?
Horsfeld Vandergelder.
Okay. You got a little bit of a sore throat and cold right now.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fine by next Thursday.
So. Yeah.
Hello, Dolly. It's a fantastic show.
It is.
Is this the first time it's been done by the barn?
Yes.
Okay. For some people who maybe they're not familiar with Hello, Dolly, tell us the storyline.
Well, it's about a lady, Dolly Levi, and she comes to town, and she is kind of a matchmaker. She's a meddling kind of person, but she likes to do good and fix people up with each other and mm-hmm. find good in people and help them find a match, a love match in life.
Yeah.
And she is a widow. Her first husband passed away. And so she actually comes to town and... more or less falls in love with Horace Van de Gelder, even though he's not a very nice man, but he has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And she wants to take that money and spread it around the community.
Oh, she can give some of that money to the youth empowerment
zone.
Yeah. So tell Dolly to give some of that money over here because they need it.
And so she sees a lot of good in Horace, and she kind of pretends to fix him up with other women, but all the time she's trying to have him fall in love with her.
Yeah, she's got a plan. She's got her hooks out for him.
She does.
And there's just wonderful, wonderful music in Hello, Dolly.
It does. Lots of memorable songs.
Yeah. So you're running starting next
Thursday, next May 23rd is when it opens.
And how many weeks are you running?
We run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. The show opens at 8 p.m. and the box office opens at 7, mm-hmm. and it runs for 3 weekends.
Oh, so 3 weekends.
Mm-hmm. It ends June the 9th.
Okay. And so you bring your lawn chair and mm-hmm. or a blanket and just enjoy yourself. And you can sing along with them too. People can sing along. When you do a big musical like that, and that is a big musical, how much rehearsal time goes into that?
I believe we've been rehearsing for about the full rehearsal is about eight and a half weeks. Is what we rehearse. And you kind of work around people's schedules. That's what's kind of nice about community theater, that you understand you work around people's work schedules
and family
schedules.
Yeah, because everybody cannot be there
right.
for every rehearsal.
Right, so you might not have the whole cast there every night. You may just have dancers, or some people may be absent due to family, other things, or work. And
mm-hmm. when you finally do that first complete run-through. Have you done that first complete run-through yet?
Well, we have. We have done a complete run-through. But as far as doing it with everything, like costumes and most of the props and the set completely built and stuff, it's kind of rough the first two times,
yeah.
if you say so, Michael.
Yeah.
But when you finally get through that first one with everything done, you say... Oh, okay, we did it, so we can do it.
Right.
Okay. So, again, it's a week from today, opening 8 o'clock, Maplewood Barn Theater, and they can just... Can they order tickets ahead of time?
The best thing to do is to go to the website. It's www.maplewoodbarn.com.
Okay, got it.
And order tickets
that way. Tomorrow, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.